Nathan Hill's novel, The Nyx, is named after a water spirit from Norwegian folklore, the stories of which were used to pass along lessons from generation to generation. Hill's story of the Nyx has a slightly different moral.
It appears in Scandinavian and even Germanic folklore with slightly different names. It's known as a Nyx, a Nyxie, a Neck, a Nocken. In the Norwegian version of the story, a Nyx is usually depicted as a horrible, ugly troll-type thing that lurks in the water. But sometimes it will appear to children as a beautiful white horse, and it will try to tempt them to climb aboard. And if they do, the Nyx will run into the water and drown them. It's one of those stories that maybe the moral is don't trust things that are too good to be true, or at the very least, don't trust wild horses. In the book, I had a slightly different moral. The things you love the most could hurt you the worst. My thinking here was when the children suddenly took possession of their very own horse, it must have been the coolest thing that ever happened to them. They must have felt so powerful, so great at that moment. And that pride would be the thing that kind of undid them. The characters in the novel are undone by some of the things that mean the most to them. So you have a son who's abandoned by his mother and a college student who's being undermined by the very devices that give her life meaning. A gamer who's undermined by the game he's obsessed with. You have a workaholic who's undermined by the company he's working for. All these folks who find that the thing that gives their lives meaning is also the thing that undermines that life. And so the story of the Nyx seemed very powerfully relevant.
My entire interview with Nathan Hill can be found in the Marginalia podcast at kmuw.org or on iTunes. For KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.